You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Break a Bat podcast, where baseball meets Broadway, an attempt to show that my two favorite mediums don't have to live in such separate worlds and maybe even break some stigmas. We're happy to have you with us. Now let's play ball. Hello and welcome to Break a Bat, where baseball meets Broadway and sports meets show business. This is Al Malafronte coming at you from the batter's box as we welcome someone from the screen who in recent years has put together a very impressive back of the baseball card. You can see her currently in the BET Plus series Sacrifice, where she plays the role of Jameson. She's also known for her starring role as Salt in Lifetime's hit biopic, Salt and Pepper, and I'm just so grateful she could join us tonight. So with that being said, I ask you all to please turn your attention to home plate. Just beyond the marquee, now batting, Gigi Townsend. Gigi, welcome to the Break a Bat.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It is an honor. You're in a pretty fancy recording studio right there. The folks at home, I know that they can't see this, but it looks pretty legit.
Yeah. No, this is makeshift. This is a wall and it collapses. I just threw it together. Yeah.
It looks like a pretty solid setup. How's everything going? You're out in LA?
Yes. Out in LA, it's rainy day schedule today, which I love. You were the only reason why I put on an actual top, you know, because we still have on pajamas at the bottom. So, you know, business up top, sleepy day at the bottom.
Appreciate you going out of your way all on my account. It really means a lot. We're so grateful to have you here, really.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and you've had a pretty busy fall. I know you've been making the rounds quite a bit, talking about Sacrifice. How exciting has this whole ride been for you?
It's been really dope, especially because, it's crazy with the way that like all of my projects have come out. They've all dropped this year. So like with Salt and Pep, we shot that in 2019. And because of the pandemic, it got pushed to 2021. So to do press talking about that and then press from All American, those characters were kind of similar. And now to be doing press about Sacrifice, Jameson, granted, she is a singer and entertainer, but she has a completely different side of her. So it's really cool to be able to talk about the evil character that I am, essentially.
Yeah, because she's kind of like the diva of the clientele, right?
She is, but she is a drug lord in her own right as well.
A drug lord? Oh, the scandalous.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. And she comes from it's a family business that we find out. We don't get deep into how the family business is actually working, but we do find out that it's not just her by herself, it's her parents that started it, and now she's running it for her parents. So hopefully in season two, we get to explore what that looks like as far as the family business. I mean, I'm very interested in to find out how deep it actually goes and like where it started.
Now, did you have any input into actually creating the character?
No. I came in just a squirrel in a world that was already created. Yeah.
Well, you know, it was pretty cool, though, just to touch on the work that you did with Salt and Pep, is that you didn't you actually get to work with Cheryl James, better known as Salt, to help put that together?
Yes, yes. We actually, from the very beginning, Cheryl and Sandy were very instrumental in the audition process. You know, they were the ones okaying girls to go through the different rounds and things like that. And not only did the network have to sign off on us, Cheryl and Sandy had to sign off on me and the other actress that played Sandy. So, you know, they were very much so involved. They were executive producers and, you know, even just the day-to-day on set, if, you know, a line was said, you know, they would be like, okay, no, I would say it this way. Or if it was written a certain kind of way, they would be like, yeah, I wouldn't say that. I would say this. So they were very, very hands-on with the entire process. And I think that's what really helped with the authenticity of it all. And really just creating a great project and telling the story. And I think what was so important about the movie in general and them being involved is they told the story the way that they wanted it to be told. Beyond anyone else, any outside noise, this was their life story and this is how they wanted it to be told. So it's like, you know, you have to respect that.
Now, do you think that they used a fair amount of objectivity since they controlled the narrative?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I know that there were some things that they both were even nervous about showing in the movie, too. But yeah, I think the fans got those iconic moments that they could look back on and say, oh, yeah, I remember that Arsenio Hall interview, or I remember, you know, that music video. And then we learned some things about, you know, the dynamics with their certain relationships, things that were going on, things about Herbie and Cheryl that no one knew about. So I think it was a good balance of bringing back the nostalgic moments and having the audience feel like, okay, I'm sucked back into the time while also finding out, oh, I had no idea this was going on behind the scenes, you know, because there was not social media back then. And, you know, like celebrities were so far removed from the audience when the cameras were off. So to find out all these different things and even the dynamics between Sandy and Cheryl behind the scenes and some of the things that were going on between them, you know, it was an eye opener, I feel like, and commendable to them to say, okay, this is what you guys didn't see. You might love it, you might hate it, you may not agree with it, but this is the story.
What was it that surprised you the most?
Cheryl and Herbie's relationship. Yeah, I mean, I understand when you love someone, I do, but I didn't understand why she stayed so long. Like, when I was shooting, I'm like, I would not be here. I would not be in this relationship with this man. I want to punch him in the face. But filming that whole process and Cleveland Berto, who played Herbie, was an absolute dream. And, you know, we were able to create really real, authentic moments in the scenes and just, you know, do what we were hired to do as actors, you know, and it was great.
Now, I'm just going to give you a little baseball parallel here for a moment, because quite often, because you were talking about, like, I know you filmed Salt and Pep in 2019, but all this stuff is coming out in 2021. It's kind of like a career year. And a lot of times in baseball, guys have their best seasons when they mm-hmm. have to overcome some sort of a big challenge. Now, obviously, you had a very credible, you know, line of work up until this point, but was there like a big challenge that you had to overcome into like getting into the headspace, you know, for both, you know, Jameson and with Cheryl?
Honestly, I will say, and I think most people can attest to this with the way that 2020 for some people, it's as if it doesn't really exist, because we weren't doing anything. But within that, it was the having to hold on to okay, your project's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Because it was supposed to come out in May of 2020. And to then get the, well, we're going to push it. We don't know when we're pushing it to, but we have to push it and we're going to hold it. And it's like, will people care then? You know, because when we got home in 2019, they started running commercials in December, you know, and I was like, okay, it's about to happen, you know, and because every actor, you know, their dream is to get one job and that job, you know, segue them to the next job. So I was like, okay, this is it. And then it didn't happen. So it's like the waiting around. And then, you know, once it dropped, it's like, okay, it's out. And then my All American episodes dropped after that. And then going to film Sacrifice and Sacrifice dropping. I think it was last week I was thinking like, wait, I've had three things come out this year, which is wild because I'm not, my mind is like, well, I shot them last year and the year before that. But then when you look at like when it was actually released, it's like, no, you had a pretty dope year. Like sit and, you know, take all of that in. And I'm grateful, you know, and it's amazing. And the fact that it's, you know, three completely different projects, I think is a blessing in itself. You know, because sometimes it's easy to fall into the same type of roles and, you know, things like that, or get like typecast, which is like an actor's nightmare. But I'm blessed to say that I have three different bodies of work. You know, I have a TV movie, you know, a network show, and then, you know, this darker type, you know, network streaming show. So yeah, that's a blessing for sure.
Yeah, it was truly worth the wait. I mean, I can only imagine how antsy I'd get if I, you know, had just filmed something that I thought, if I just filmed something that I was really proud of and had to wait and wait to share it with the world. That's that's like, I mean, a lot of the Major League Baseball players in the pandemic felt the same way, you know, guys who had gotten in shape and were going to have their chance to prove themselves on a big stage. And then all of a sudden their season got cut to 60 games. Now, some of them, yeah, they did perform on that, you know, smaller scale of games, but there were a lot of guys that, you know, just weren't mentally prepared and they never really recovered. So the fact that you're really thriving and getting a lot of great critical reception is just, I mean, so much to be proud of. So congratulations for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, you come from a bit of a performing family. I know that your grandfather was one of the lead singers of the iconic Fifth Dimension. Growing up as a kid, was this like always your dream to be doing what you're doing now?
I mean, yes. But without the, like, I want to be like my grandfather. And I say that because when I was, you know, he was really in his prime before I was even thought of. I'm the baby of three. So when I finally came around, he was, you know, settling into just being home. And, you know, he was just pawpaw. You know, I didn't see that part of it. My interests was like every other kid watching TV, and it's like, I want to be on TV, you know? So he actually introduced me to his agent. You know, my mom told him like, hey, you know, G has an interest in acting. Can you help us? Because, you know, it was real easy, and I'm sure it still is, but at the time it was real easy to fall into like the scams of, you want your child to be on TV, do this and do that, and, you know? So he lent a helping hand and, you know, introduced us to his agent. His agent signed me, and then I started booking Disney gigs. So at that time, I was seven when I booked my first commercial. And of course, still, it wasn't like, oh, this is what I'm going to, you know, choose to do with my life. But it was fun. You know, I got to get out of school. The Disney sets had the snacks that my mother wouldn't buy at home. And, you know, it was like a play date, you know, with kids that I, you know, grown to be friends with on and off of set. You know, it just kind of snowballed into, you know, working here and there. Still was not like a career thing for me. Even throughout high school, I wanted to be an obstetrician. when I was in high school. And granted, I wasn't in home studies. My mom did put me in home studies because she didn't want to have to pull me out of school for work. So she was like, you know, this is easier, because in middle school, she would have to pull me out. So once I got to high school, she was like, you know, we're just going to do this. And when you work, it'd just be easier. But I was still not thinking about this being a career. Like I said, I wanted to be an obstetrician, and that's where I was. So once I graduated from college, I mean, once I graduated from high school, sorry, I kind of stepped away for a while. I just, you know, I was in a weird space, type-wise. I feel like some younger actors go through like, well, she's not a kid anymore, but she doesn't look like an adult. So like, that's what I went through. So it was like kind of hard to place me, and I was like, well, you know, I'll chill for a second. But then I kind of just found my way back without even really trying hard. It always just seemed to circle back to acting and entertainment and performing arts for sure.
Now, what was like the, what reinvigorated you to get back on the horse?
I think I just realized that I'm always my happiest on set. And I wanted that, whether I'm working or not. I love it. It's something about just being on set that just makes me my happiest. And it's like every year for my birthday, where people are like, what do you want for your birthday? I'm like, to be on set.
That's what I want. Blow out your candles, yes. Make a big wish. Put me yes. on set.
Okay. Like, no gifts, no nothing, just to be on set. Yes, please and thank you.
Oh my goodness. Are you working on anything cool now that you're particularly excited about?
Not currently. I am actually in the process of rearranging my team. So that's really what I'm focused on right now. I'm really excited with some of the choices that I made and the things that are happening from a team aspect, because, you know, if you don't have a solid team, you know, that's really it, especially for an actor. There was a saying that I saw. It was on the SAG-AFTRA website, and it said the difference between, sometimes the biggest difference between an actor that's working and not is sometimes just a good agent, you know? So really a great team is something that I have been focusing on building, and I'm really happy with the solid pieces that I have. So 2022, I'm going to come out swinging.
Ah, touche. That fits the theme of our show pretty well.
Yes.
I just hope you don't, I mean, and I will tell you, break a bat or break a leg. You know that's yes, where break a bat you. comes from break a leg. You know?
Yes, I will. I'll break all the legs and all the bats.
You've got a tough act to follow with your 2021, but I'm sure you'll certainly achieve great heights. Is there like, you know, a certain type of passion project that you have in mind, or like a certain type? I mean, obviously, I know you have season two of Sacrifice to look forward to, but like, is there a certain genre of work that you haven't gotten to do yet that you'd really like to?
I want to be a witch.
A witch? Why don't you do Wicked? Come to Broadway. Come to New York. Oh, come here.
Well, that would be a different beast. I have never done stage like that, and I definitely wouldn't. I wouldn't want to just jump into it. It would be a thing that I'm interested in, but it would have to be after, you know, studying. I wouldn't be just so disrespectful to say, well, I can do Broadway because I'm an actor. Like, no, that's a completely different beast. And I respect that. So I would, but it would have to be after actually training to understand what that is versus on screen for sure.
Now, do you do a lot of singing like your grandfather did?
I do a bit. Not a ton. Not as much as the family, I'm sure, assumes I would do, but I do a little bit. I sing when I'm asked, for the most part.
Oh, on cue. That's an impressive trait.
That's yeah, a gift. For projects.
For projects, in that regard. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like parlor tricks. We're at the bar, let's do karaoke type of thing. Okay. I love a good karaoke though.
You know, I definitely do, but I think one day I'll do an ode to the group. Maybe even redo my favorite fifth song, which is Wedding Veil Blues. So just an ode and a tribute to the group. Just a passion project in regards to the music one day. Yeah.
You do, and listen, you do very well in biopics. So whether it be, you know, an actual biopic or a tribute of some sort, I think that this is right up your alley. So I like where your head's
Thank
at
you.
There.
Thank you.
I think folks would really enjoy that. Is your musical taste, does it skew more towards the old stuff because you grew up with, you know, such like a great example of that within your own family?
You know, my musical taste and my ears are all over the place. I'll be completely honest. Like, I have a little bit of everything on my phone. Like, of course, you know, we have the oldies, but one thing that people would probably find interesting, not weird, but interesting, I love EDM too. So,
really? Interesting. Yeah, that I was going to ask you later, like, what's a fact about Gigi Townsend that would surprise people the most? I would have that up there. You don't strike me as like the type of person like going to those, like, what do they call them? Like electric daisy festivals or
something?
Yeah,
EDC. I've never been to EDC. I've wanted to go, but then it's like, it just, when the tickets were going on sale, like, I was always under a rock and never really knew when things were happening. But in theory, I would love to go. I would love to wear my tutus and my sunflowers and, you know, just go all out. But yeah, I like EDM music.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. So that's a bit of a shocker. And nothing wrong with it at all. That's cool.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now, Gigi, I do have to ask you. I know we've talked a little bit about your performing background and how deep that goes with your family. Growing up where mm-hmm. you did in California, there's a lot of great sports teams. Do you have a particular favorite that comes to mind as far as who you like growing up?
I mean, I'm a Laker fan by default, of course.
Oh, what a thing to have to be defaulted into, the winningest franchise in basketball history.
Well, yes. But yes, you know, we bleed purple and gold out here.
The Lakers
the
are
natives.
Your team.
Yeah.
Okay. So does that mean, if on the baseball front, would you be a Dodgers fan?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, you have it. See, you have it good. You just, where you grew up, you just breed winners
right.
in multiple sports.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, now listen, I know that, you know, you're an actress first, but I want you to picture yourself as a hitter for a moment. And as much as you've accomplished as a performer, this is about to get really tough. This little thing that we do here on Break a Bat, it's kind of like the ninth inning here, bottom of the ninth, let's say, with two outs, games on the line, Aroldis Chapman is on the mound throwing 105 miles an hour. Now, you're in the batter's box trying to bring home that winning run. You got to get a big hit here. I'm going to ask you a question. You tell me the first thing that comes to your mind. Think quick on these fastballs. And if you have a story or two that you feel like you want to sprinkle in there, by all means. How does that sound?
Okay. No
right,
pressure though,
how,
right?
Don't you want to bring home the winning run?
Okay, so all the pressure. Got
all
it.
The pressure,
okay.
All the pressure, yeah. People will hold you to the things that you say in this episode here. Totally teasing, but batter up. Favorite New York City meal?
Pizza.
Your last impulse buy?
Skincare.
Scene from a TV show you'll never forget.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. Boom, boom, boom.
You can sing. I'm very impressed. Thank you for bringing some music to the at bat here. Wow.
Of course.
Okay. This is an important question for a lot of the Yankee fans in our audience. Are you team Jeter or team A-Rod?
A-Rod.
How come? Please tell us why.
Because that's the name that I hear the most.
So it's a popularity. It's a choice based on popularity. Just like high school class honest. President.
Yes. Yes.
This one's from Connor in Middletown. If you can only keep one condiment in your fridge, what would it be?
Cheese. Wait, is that a condiment? No. Ketchup.
Ketchup. Okay. Well, if it's like the cheese whiz, I guess that could be considered a condiment, yeah. But I would rather have ketchup than cheese whiz. Yeah, do you love cheese?
I love cheese. Yeah. It's sick.
I had a piece of cheddar before we did the show tonight, actually.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I didn't want to get too full, before I got behind the mic. So I figure, one slice of cheddar cheese would do the
trick. String cheese is like my jam.
Love that. Do you peel or do you just bite in?
Oh, no, I peel.
There was a thing in The Office about that. I'm not sure if you remember. Did you watch The Office?
I did not. Please don't crucify me.
Oh, no. It's all good. Okay. I won't ruin the joke, but I think it's season 2, the episode where Michael burns his foot. Ryan has a comment about spring cheese and string cheese. And that's why I'm always curious if people bite or if they peel. Okay. You can be the lead in one Broadway musical. What would it be?
The Lion King.
So you would want to be, would you want to play Simba, Nala?
Nala.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty awesome, right? To sing Can You Feel the Love tonight? That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Strangest place you've ever been recognized?
Well, it wasn't really strange, but it was in the airport, and it was because of, I used to do Instagram videos, and that's where the woman recognized me and two other friends. They were like, oh, you do Instagram videos. It's like, oh, y'all watch those? Okay.
Oh, so they didn't even recognize you.
She was like an older woman. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's like, oh, well, thanks.
Interesting. So it wasn't even from your work on screen. It was from Instagram.
Instagram. Yeah.
Wow. That would take me by surprise.
Right. I guess I got some more work to do.
Okay, aside from your love of EDM, fact about Gigi Townsend that would surprise people the most?
I love arts and crafts. That's another, weird, strange fact. But, I keep coloring books. Color often, actually. And I have this game on my phone where you, color by number.
Is there a name for that? I feel like there's a technical name for that.
Probably.
Crazy. Yeah.
But
do you like paint and stuff too? Or do you stick to the,
I haven't gotten into painting on a serious level. I've done the sip and paints, with friends, but, I would like to, I would definitely like to, and watercolors, things like that. I would definitely love to.
All right. You can play one position in baseball. What would it be?
I don't know. You're going to have people crucify me with these baseball related questions. I guess the pitcher.
You have a lot of control as a pitcher, a lot of eyes on you, right? Yeah. It's always good for the performing pedigree, right?
Yeah, I'll be a pitcher.
Yeah. You could bring the heat. Do you think you'd be like more of a finesse pitcher? Do you think you would throw? You think you'd be more of like a fastball pitcher that emphasizes speed? Like, would you want to get out there and just sling it, or would you want to like use pinpoint control, you know, and where you want to locate your pitches?
I would want to use pinpoint control.
Okay,
yeah.
So kind of like a Greg Maddux. So GG Townsend would be like a Greg Maddux, a real control finesse pitcher. Okay. It's good to know. Actor or actress you learned the most from?
I would say, well, I've never personally met her, but watching Kerry Washington's career has been a really, really beneficial and great learning experience. Just seeing where she goes or where she has gone from project to project and just how she, you know, essentially can do anything on any spectrum, whether it's a movie or a TV show. And even now that she's, you know, executive producing and directing, Kerry Washington for sure.
And this is the one that we used to wrap every fastball derby. What is the best piece of advice anyone's ever given you?
You are enough.
Yeah. Power of self-worth. Mm-hmm. Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You keep that in mind a lot when you go into the audition room or when you go onto set?
Yes. You are enough. Don't try to be or you know, do anything beyond what you are capable of. You being you is your superpower and what will set you apart. And it's that simple, you know? And what's for you will be for you. You can try to mess it up and you still won't mess it up because it's for you.
Yeah. That's sound advice, Gigi. A lot more people should. It's easy to let a moment explode. But if you could slow the game down, I think that's a true testament to a great performer. So
mm-hmm.
That's solid wisdom right there.
Yes.
So, you know, Gigi, for the folks at home, you know, that haven't tuned in to Sacrifice yet, what's like the big, what could they like look forward to? And what do you think that they're going to enjoy most about your character?
I think that they will look forward to the shock factor of Jameson and not knowing that she is capable of doing half of the things that she does between episodes 105 and 110. Because I was shocked, like reading the script, I'm like, what? I have to do what, guys? What do you want me to do? Okay, here we go. It's like, I'm a villain. Wow. Okay. But yeah, I think that you know, seeing her perfect pop star facade, and then now she's, you know, like Al Pacino, the girl, what?
Oh, Tony Montana, Al Pacino?
Right, yes.
Scarface, that shock factor.
Yep. Exactly.
Oh, that's so great. And wow, I'm so excited for, you know, our audience to have a chance to watch it, of course. And wow, geez, this was just absolutely awesome. For the folks at home, you know, who may want to connect with you on social media, where's the best place for everyone to find you?
So Instagram and Facebook, just Gigi Townsend, just straight across, and Twitter as well. So you can find me there.
Oh, are you a big tweeter?
I am not. I will be honest with you. I come on every once in a while. I come on to check if Instagram's down on Twitter, and then it's like, oh my gosh, I'm gone. This is great.
Oh my God. Especially when we had the big crash this fall, there were so many good gifs about like people running to Twitter to check and see if Instagram was down.
Yes. I do that often. Yeah.
Oh, well, Gigi, thank you so much for joining us tonight. This was
awesome. Yes. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. And, you know, everyone at home, make sure you catch Gigi on BET Plus and watch Sacrifice. It's full of scandal and suspense and shock. And I just know that all of you will love it. Connect with her on social media. And most importantly, you know, also thank you for joining us tonight in the Batter's Box. I am so grateful to everyone in our audience as we kick off the 2022 season here. So without further ado, I'm going to do my sign-off. This is Al Malafronte. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to Break a Bat. This is produced by the fine folks at the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit and subscribe at bpn.fm/breakabat. You can find me online at break_a_bat_podcast. And you can also find the Broadway Podcast Network on Instagram at Broadway Podcast Network. It's been so great having you here with us today, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.